Yud Tes Sivan, Tuesday the 17th of June, Rabbi David Potash, Hafroshes Chalov.
The inner we've chosen today is the inner of Hafroshes Chala, the mitzvah of Chala, because the last week's parasha, of course, is Mufrush, the parasha of Chala, then the end of the parasha Shlach Lecha, and also in this week's parasha, Parashas Koyach, it's Merumas, also the inner of Chala, because after the Ma'aseh of Koyach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu confirmed all the Matnas Kahuna that are to go to Aaron HaKoyen, and in the Pasuk says, Koil Trumas HaKadoshim Shairimu B'nei Yisrael LaShem Nosati L'Kol HaVanach Liv Noisech HaItoch L'Chok Oilom. And the Sforna says, what's the Koil Trumas HaKadoshim, what's it coming to be Marabe? The Sforna says, K'goin Hamura Milach Mitoido Shdeilechem V'Achala. So this Pasuk is also coming to be Merameh's, the mitzvah of Hafroshes Chala. So, let's just see the parasha in Parasha Shlach Lecha. The parasha says as I. Vaydav Hashem al Moshe leim, adar be'el b'nei Yisrael, v'amata leihem b'voyachem el ha'oretz, asher ani mevi eschem shomo, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'hoya b'acholchem milechem ha'oretz, torim u'tshum al Hashem, which the Gemara says is referring to Chala. Reishis ar yisoyseichem, Chala, the beginning of your dough, you should separate as chala, tarimu truma, kisrumas gerden, kein tarimu oisa. Mereishis arisaseichem, titnu lashem truma doiseichem. So the chazal dashin arisaseichem, v'loi arisas akum. That arisa is a dough, and only the dough which belongs to a Yisrael is chayev v'chala. But the dough which belongs to a goy, we may from this pasuk is not. And the Mishnayos tells us that the point at which we determine who it belongs to is when you make the dough, when you add the flour, the water to the flour, you turn it into a dough. At that point, if it belongs to a goy, it's potter min hachal. If it belongs to Yisrael, it's chayav b'chala. That's one hakdama. The other hakdama is that the shear from which you have to take chala, the Chazal give, is shear arisa yitzeichem. As it says again in this pasuk, the same word, Arisa Seichem. Arisa Seichem, Rashi explains, Kashia is a midbar. The same amount that they received mom in the midbar, that's the amount of flour that you need to take challah from. And the amount of manna they received in the midbar for a full day was an oymer legal goyles. And the oymer is asir se'efah. So we know, according to the chashpoinos of in beitzim, in eggs, that the capacity of flour that you need to take for challah from, it has to have a capacity of 43 and a fifth eggs. And we know there's machlokes of Chaim Noor and Chazon Ish. According to the Chazon Ish, it comes out about 2 kilo 200 gram, and according to Chaim Noor, it's 1 kilo 666 gram. The minhag ha'olam is to not make a brocha unless you take from the shear Chazon Ish. But if you already have the smaller shear, you take without a brocha. However, minhag Yerushalayim is to take even from the smaller shear with a brocha. I'll call upon it. So now, the Mishnah says in Chala that if you have a dough made by a goy, it's potter min hachala. What happens if you have a dough which is a b'shutvus between a goy and a yid? They brought the flour together and they made the dough together. So the Mishnah says like this. If the chelek which belongs to the Jew is less than the shear of 43 and a fifth kibetzim, then the whole thing is potter min hachala. No, I'm shocked. The part which belongs to the goy is potter. And the part which belongs to the Jew is also potter because it doesn't have a shear. And we derive from there that if the part which belongs to the Jew has 43 and a fifth beitzim, so then the mixture is chayav v'chala. That's what comes out from the Mishnah. So the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef brings a Rosh, and Rosh asks a kasha. The Rosh asks, how are we going to mafish chala from this mixture? We have now a mixture, if you have a 43 and a fifth part, a kibetzim of flour belonging to the Jew, and the rest belongs to a goy, and it's all mixed together, it's one dough. So how are we going to mafish challah from this mixture? Because when you take out the part which you need to take out for challah, maybe you've taken out from the part which belongs to the goy. And that's called minapator alachir. You're not allowed to take challah, be mafish challah from something which is potter, obviously, on something which is chayef. So the Rosh is worried about this. How are we going to be machayev this Issa by Hafroshes Chala? How can we achieve Hafroshes Chala on this Issa? So first the Rosh suggests that to take the Hafroshes Challah from the actual mixture itself you can't do. What you have to do is you have to make another dough which belongs only to a Jew, and with a Shia, and from that dough you will mafish Challah on the mixture as well. That's the first suggestion of the Rosh. And then the Rosh says no. Then the Rosh Maskon is as follows. So before we marked him, before we say the Rosh's Teretz, we'll just be marked him. That Rashi says in that parasha Shlach Lecha, Rashi says as follows. Rashi discusses what's the Shia. So when the Pasuk says, Kisrumas Goyen, Kein Tarimu Oysa, Rashi says the following. Kisrumas Goyen, Shleinem about Shia. That Trumas Goyen is from a granary, when you have grain, and you have to be mafish Truma. Now, Truma Gedoyla, what we call Truma Gedoyla, which is given to the Kohen, it doesn't have a shield. If you have a huge granary, full of grain, you can take Chita Achas, one grain for Truma, and that's Matir the Tevel in the whole granary. So, right, says Rashi, the shield of Chala is the same thing. He says, Kutrumas Goyen, Shloy Nehme Bo Shiel. But not like Trumas Maisa. Trumas Maisa has to be a tenth. When you give Maisa Rishon to the Levi, a tenth of that is called Trumas Maisa, that has to go to the Kohen. So the Pasuk tells me that the Challah has got to be Trumas Goyret. I mean, the first Truma which you take from the granary, that's what the Shia of the Challah you have to take off has to be, which is a Mashu. Then Rashi says, Av Chachamim Nosnu Shia Lebalabais, Echad Metzim Barbo. The Chazal said that you should not just be be satisfied with a mashu of challah, or that's pasnich. It's not choshev enough. So Chazal said you have to take off Balabais, who's making the dough at home, has to take off 24th of the dough. Well, anachtoim, but a baker echol meaboy mishmoyna, he has to take off a 48th of the dough to be that froshes challah. The difference between the two is because the baker usually bakes a lot more than the balabais. So if he takes off a 48th, there's still going to be a shir choshev. Okay. So we see from here that, according to this Rashi, midaraisa, a tiny bit is enough for froshes challah. And midrabanan, the balabais takes off a 24th. So now let's get back to the Rosh. So the Rosh asked, when you have this mixture of dough, which is half belonging to Jew and half belonging to the goy, and you have to mafish challah, so how you can be mafish mineo bay? So he says, no problem. He says, you take off part of it for challah. And he said, there's bound to be, in that part you take off, there's bound to be a mashu which belongs to the Jew. So that mashu is enough to remove the issa tevel from the dough. Like Rashi says, the midaraisa, a mashu is enough for froshes challah.
Why is it bound to be?
He says because there's a cloud which we call yesh bila, which means that when things mix together, I didn't want to get into it, but yesh bila balach. When if you have two liquids which mix together, Chazal take on that they mix together equally. So that now this is not a liquid; it's a flour. But many Rishonim hold the flour has a din of a liquid. So when you mix two types of flour together, and then you take part of the mixture, you're going to get the fida percentage of the yachas of the mixture. Okay, so he says, that's what he says. Even if we don't hold, it's not exact. The bila is not exact, but you're certainly going to have a mashu of the dough which belongs to the Jew in your afroshes challah, and that will be enough to remove the issa tevel from the dough. Okay, that's what the Rosh says. But the Rosh is shveh. There's a kash on the Rosh. That we just read out from Rashi. That's the shim midaraisa. But Chazal gave a shear of a 24th. So, how are you going to be yotze the din of the 24th? In the part of the challah you took off, which is mixed with the flour which belongs to the goy and flour which belongs to the Jew. So there you have, a mashu which belongs to the Jew, and now you matter the issa midaraisa. But maybe all the rest, b'emes, belongs to the goy. And therefore, what happened to the din of the 24th? The Chazal say that the shear has to be a 24th. So how can we just be mevatel the din of the 24th? That's number one with difficulty with the Rosh. The second thing we have to understand of the Rosh is, why did he change his mind? What's the Rosh's chakir here? First, the Rosh says the only way to achieve the Afroshas Chalis, to make another dough, and separate from the other dough on this dough. And then Rav says, no. He says, this Teretz, we said that since it's a mixture, and you take off the what you're supposed to take off, you're bound to have a mashu. Meikor Mikasova, the Sof Mikasova, what's the Chakira of the Rosh over here? So, in order to understand the Rosh Bez Hashem, let's go back to Rashi and Chumash. The next pasuk says, "Mereishis arisoseichem titnu laHashem shuma." So Rashi says the following: "Titnu laHashem shuma, lefi shaloi shamanu shiur lechalo, nema titnu sheheba kedei nesina." What's Rashi saying? It says in this pasuk, "Mereishis arisoseichem," you should give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shuma. So Rashi says, why does it say this, Titnu Lashem Truma? It's a repetition of what it said before. Rashi says, since we don't know what the Shear of Chale is, that's why it says, Titnu Sheba Kedei Nesina. So all the Mephoshim ask Rashi, it's a stereo in Eivein. Rashi is contradicting himself from one Pasuk to the next Pasuk. The previous Pasuk, Rashi says, explicitly, Kisrumas Goyren, Shaloi Nehme Bashir. Rashi said that there's no Shear of Chale, just like by the Goy Chita Achas, Pateres is a creed that one grain is enough to be mati your tua and it is not tevel anymore. So who are din by chala? A tiny bit is enough. And midrabanan, Chazal gave it a shear of a 24th. And the very next Rashi says, the why does it say mireisha sarasechem titnu lashem truma? Because lo shamanu shear chala. That's why it says titnu sheba kedei nesina. All of a sudden Rashi says it's got a shear. What's going on here? It's a stir in Erev. So the Mefarshei Rashi discussed this, the Reim, the famous Mefarshei Rashi, he says that the second Rashi is quoted from the Torah's Koyanim, from the Sifrei, and it's just an asmachta. It's an asmachta ba'al ma'avada, the Shir, the Raisa is a Mashu, and Midrabonam, the Shir is a 24th, and that which Rashi says, Lefishal Shamanu Shir Lechala, Nehma Titli Sheba Kedei Nesina, that's just not smacked of Alma, it's just a remez in the Pasuk for the Shir Midrabanon of a 24th. However, the Mefarshim don't like this chat, because it's a doitha, it's not mashu from Rashi, it's not smacked of Alma, it's mashu from Rashi, the same chat in the Pasuk. The Rashi says, Lefishal Shamanu Shir Lechala, Nehma Titli. So there's a Chumas Noid of Yehuda that says of Shatan Rashi. Chumas Noid of Yehuda is in Yeridea, Tinyana, Simon Reish Aleph, and the Piskei Tshuva, the first piece of Tshuva, Hilchos Chala, brings it down, and the Noid of Yehuda says as follows. He's Magdim, something interesting. He says, I'm going to Mechadish or Chidish, where he says, Kemudumani lo shogadamni odom me'olam. He says, nobody has ever said this Chidish before. That's what Noid of Yehuda claims. So he says the following. He says that there's two separate dinim. There's two separate dinim in challah. Number one is that you have a dough which is not yet had a fresh challah. It's also to eat it. It's tevel. To be matir the isa tevel, to allow us to eat it, you have to be mafrish challah. That the amount of challah which you have to be mafrish in order to make the dough mutter to eat is a mashu. As soon as you take off the mashu, like we said, that's our first challah, it's not tevel anymore, it's chulin, and it's chal. That's din number one. That's the din, what we call a hatir esa iso, mi iso tevel. Then says the Rebbe Yehuda, there's a second din, a totally different din. And that is, that it's a mitzvah to give the challah to a kohen. Like it says in this week's parasha, Parshas Koyach, it's one of the matnas kohuna. Now to give the challah to a kohen, what are you going to give him, a mashu like that? It's pasnish. So that's the first one, is panosa. He's not going to get too far on that. And second of all, it's a zilzul. It's a zilzul in the Kohen. The Kohen is doing avodas Hashem on our behalf, and we are supporting him. So it's a zilzul to go and give him such a small amount. So on that, the Torah tells us that what you give to the Kohen has to have a shir choshuv. It's got to be something that's pasach to give to the Kohen Mesharas Hashem. So it says in the Lord, that's Pshat and Rashi. The first Rashi is telling us how much you need to be matir the iso. So Rashi says, "Kitchumas agoren shleinem abashir, v'loy kitchumas ma'isa shneim abashir." Aber kham not so shele bala bayis achm esm rabol und achm achm rabol mishmoina. That first pasuk is going on the words reishis aris sechem chal torimu truma kisruma asgoyin. That is the torimu truma is when you lift up the truma, you mafish the chala in order to be mati the isa, in order to be mati the isa tevel. On that Rashi says that the pasuk is being galatas. That's like truma asgoyin. There is a mashu. And if you take of a mashu, then it's matir, the isa, that you're now allowed to eat it, it removes the isa teva. That's the first Rashi. But the second Rashi is going on a second din. The second din is, that it says, Mereishis aris yusechem, titnu la Hashem chum le doyisechem. The second pasuk is going not on the afrosha to be matir, it's going on the nesile la koye. It says, titnu la Hashem. On that Rashi says, titnu la Hashem lefisha loy shaman ashir lechalo. Since we don't yet have not yet heard how much is the shir challah they have to give to the kohen, the kach nehemah titnu sheheba kedei nesina. Rashi is very meduyik. Sheheba kedei nesina. It's got to be enough. They should be called a nesina chashuva. That's the second din. Second, a different pasuk is a different din. It's just an agav. There's an interesting nekuda here. It says reishar is to say from titnu la Hashem. We're giving the truma to a kodesh baruch hu. Right, it doesn't say you should give it to the Kohen. In this week's parasha, Parashas Koyach, it says it's one of the matnas kuna. But in Parashas Shlach Lecha, it says titnu la Hashem. The yisoid, which is we learn from pasuk in Parashas Nosoid by Gezel Ager, which is also one of the matnas kuna. There it says Oshom Hamuva la Hashem la Kohen. That pasuk says in Parashas Nosoid Hamuva la Hashem la Kohen. So the Gemara says Kona Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu was kainit, but not snola kain. In other words, there are certain matonas, like over there gezel ager, and over here chala. The etzem we're giving the chala to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? The kain's doing my avoda. Give it to the kain. But the etzem is it's a matonah to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's agav. I call upon him. The says in the Yehuda, this is the two dinim. This is pshat Rashi. There's a shia the legabe afrosh is chala to be mati the tevel. There's no shir. Even a mashu is matir the tevel. Besides that, there's another din that you have to give the kohen a kedei nesina. It has to be a shir choshuv. And that's a din deraisa. So therefore, of course, lachatchila, what you have to do is, you have to be mafrish a 24th in order to have a shir choshuv that you're going to end up giving to the kohen. How come Rashi said before that a 24th is not luchachomim shir? It's midabonon. So Noda Yudah says, that it is an afkimina, a posh to an afkimina. If a person baked the minimum shia, if he made the minimum shia of dough of a 43 and a 50 kebetzim, so then a 24th, that's the shia deraisa that you have to give to the kohen. But if somebody baked much more than that, well, if 24 is going to be much more than that. So it says in the Yehuda, the difference between the minimum and the extra, that is midrabon. In other words, if you bake, let's say, a double shia, you made 86 and 2/5 kebetzim of flour, right? So you still so midaraisa, the amount you have to give to the kohen is only a 48, right? It's only half of a 24th of what you have all here together, because the Chazal Torah says the shear you have to give to the kohen is a 24th of a 43 and a fifth shear, right? But if you make double, so a 24th is going to end up being double. So that extra 100%, which you're now going to give to the kohen, that's midrabanan. That's midrabanan. Chazal said, in all circumstances, no matter how much you make, you have to give a 24th to the kohen. That's the pshat of the Noda Yehuda. Lamaisa, all the achronim that come up to Noda Yehuda say it's a wonderful pshat, but he wasn't the first one to say it. Because Lamaisa is a Tosis Rid in Kiddushin, which says the same thing, and the Mishnah Melech brings it, and actually they're all Tomeon on the Noda Yehuda. How come he missed such a Mishnah Melech? I call upon him, but the Yisoid is Yisoid Emes. About that, that's Pshat in Rashi. Now, Tosfos in Gittin is Cholek on this. There's a Tosfos in Gittin which goes through all different mitzvahs where there's a Lashon Nesina. Where the Torah says a Lashon Nesina. And Tosfos says that when it says Nesina, it's Lav Dafka, it means a Nesina Chashuva. And Tosfos brings a Raya, Gufa, from the din that by Truma it says Nesina, and Chita Achas, but Tosfos is a Kri. You can see that if a person has a whole a granary, he can take off one grain and give it to the kohen, and it says Nesina by Truma, and you can be yotze with one chita. So you see from Tosfos Mefurash that Tosfos held that there's only one din. There's not two separate dinim, like Rashi says according to Nedim Yehuda, there's a din of Rimati the Tevel and another din of Nesina. Tosfos holds there's one din, you have to Rimati the Tevel with the Kitachas, and that's what you can give to the Kohen. Now that's a Tosfos Gittin Daf Kof Amud Aleph. The Rosh in Gittin on that Tosfos, the Tosfos Rosh, argues with Tosfos. And it's Mavur in the Tosfos Rosh that he holds like the Nedim Yehuda, he holds there is a separate Mitzvah Nesina. So now, let's get back to the original Rosh that we started with. The Rosh, we had the Rosh that was speaking about a dough, that was a mixture of a dough which belongs to a goy and to a yid. And we had a problem, how are you going to take the challah, how do you make a fresh challah? Maybe you're being mafish, from the chelik with the goy on the chelik of the yid. So first the Rosh said, you have to be mafish you have to make a different isa and mafish from the other isa. And then the Rosh says, no, I have an isa. You can take from the tarovus, from the mixture, and you're bound to have a little bit, which is going to be from the dough of the Jew, and that's enough. And so we had a kasha. Well, that's enough, midiraisa. But what about the shiur of the 24th? Maybe you're going to be taking from the chelik which belongs to the goy. So how are you going to the din, afrosh midabonon? The teretz is, Bez Hashem, the Rosh holds like the side of Noidib Yehuda. Like the Tosfos Rosh in Gittin, who argues with Tosfos. He holds like the side of Noidib Yehuda. Like Rashi says, that there's two dinim in Afroshes Chalat. Number one din is that a tiny bit is Mati the Isur Tevel. And number two, there's a Mitzvah Nesina to the Kohen. So the first suggestion of the Rosh wasn't yet Machadish this din. The Rosh thought there was only one din, like Tosfos says. And therefore the Rosh says, don't have an Eitzah. You've got to Mafresh at 24th. And you're going to be mafish from a Ptol Akiv because might be mafish from the chelik with the goy. So the Rosh says you have to make another dough and mafish from the new dough. Then the Rosh says no. It's the chadish, the new din, the din of the Noidiv Yehuda. And that is that since you have a mixture and you take up a 24th of this mixture, within that 24th, you're bound to have a tiny bit which belongs to the yid. That tiny bit is enough to be matir the Issa Teva. Like they said the Noidiv Yehuda in Rashi. We asked, what about the 24th that's got to go to the Kohen? Yes, you'll be taking all 24th from the mixture, and you'll give it to the Kohen. It could be that within that 24th, there's dough which belongs to the Goy, right? And you'll give him a different dough instead. But that doesn't matter, because the Ike is that the Kohen gets his 24th, right? The 24th, the amount you're giving to the Kohen is not in order to be matir the Issa Teva. There is a table living Mati because you're bound to have a tiny bit which belongs to the Jew. And the Nesina, the Kohen, you'll be Yotze with what you give the whole 24th, even if part of that was the goy's flour. Because Sof, the Kohen is going to get his sheer Nesina. So that's Bez Hashem, the Pshat in the Rosh. We'll just end off with a little bit of Drush that all of a lot of Farshim ask that in last week's parasha. We have the whole parasha Meraglin, and it's followed by three parashas which l'chora have no connection with the Meraglin. It's followed by the parasha of Nesachim. Nesachim that with the Karbonos, we have to bring sometimes Nischei Mayim on Sukkot, sometimes Nischei Yayin, and then by the parasha of Chala, and then ending off with the parasha of Tzitzit. What have these three parashas got to do with the Meraglin? What's the connection? So the Sfasemeh says as follows. Sfasemeh says that the Meraglim and Klal Yisrael, they wanted to stay in the Midbar. Why not did they want to stay in the Midbar? What do you want to stay in the Midbar for? The Torah is Poshut. In the Midbar they were living in Gan Eden Ba'olam Hazeh. They had Mom every day, Mom in Hashamayim. They had Mayim from the Be'er. They had Anonim to surround them, which protected them from all dangers, from enemies and scorpions, and it says in Pasuk. The anonym was laundered their clothes, so Simloscha Leibalsa, Nalchon Raglech Leibatseka. They had a wonderful existence. So they wanted to stay, so to speak, in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, be nurtured and have everything done for them. They could sit and learn all day with Menuchas HaNefesh. It was a Gvaltika life. They were afraid they would go to Eretz Yisrael and they would have to start working in the fields and in the Kromim. And they wouldn't have time left for Torah and Avodas Hashem. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them three mitzvahs to tell them you're right. In the Midbar, it's a wonderful life. You have Mon, you have water, you have Anonim to protect you. But I'll give you three mitzvahs, and in the schus of three mitzvahs, the three things you had in the Midbar will all carry on. In the schus of the Nesachim, which includes Nischei Mayim, that for that schus you'll have water in Eretz Yisrael. You'll be the first Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Nischu lefanai Mayim bechag. Bring before me on Sukkos Nischei Mayim. With schus that is bracha begishmei bracha. That will be a schus to bring bracha. Hafroshes chala. I give you the mitzvah hafroshes chala. Hafroshes chala brings mamin hashemayim. Brings panosa. The Sfarna says there on the pasuk. It's famous merumas this in Sfarna. Sfarna says, Acha chetz ha-meraglim hitzuk gam ha-chala. After the meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah with the mitzvah chala, leman yiru'im shetokhu bracha bebatim. So that there should be a fitting for them, they should be through the mitzvah, that there should be bracha in the houses. Ka'amru, as it says, mefurish apostle in Yechezkel mem dalet, v'reish zari seisechem titme la-koyen, l'niach bracha el-beisechel. Mefurish gemar in the apostle in Novi. That the Novi tells us, if you mafish chala, it will bring bracha to the house, it will bring panosa. People look for skulas for panosa. The Torah gives us a skula for panosa. Make bread and we mafish chala, that's a skula for panosa. A Torah dik a skula. That's the second thing. And the third thing is Pasha Tzitzis. That the Tzitzis is our Abba Kamfas Bigdechem, which we know the Tzitzis is a Shmira, it's a Shmira for Mazikim Gashmim, it's a Shmira for Mazikim Ruchnim. The Tzitzis are on the four corners, north, south, east, and west, to protect everybody. Some people have Alpi Arizal, they have a minute to wear the tzitzis at night as a shmir for the mazikim at night. And so Kosh Baruch Hu said, the mitzvah of tzitzis, that's your anani hakovit. For that you'll be zoken to have your anani hakovit. So Sasemi says that these three mitzvahs are mentioned dafka after the whole Maisa Meraglim to tell us that you shouldn't be afraid to land into real life. Because Kosh Baruch Hu gave you all the kelim that you need to be matzliach, so you should be able to be learn Torah and be al Torah and avoid menuchas nefesh. Through the chale you'll get mon min hashamayim, and through the tzitzit you'll get the shmira, and through the nesachim you'll get geshem, and with that you'll be zeicha to carry on to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu be menuchas nefesh.